A man making the ultimate sacrifice so that others may live. This is at the heart of the gospel. In Mark 10, verse 45, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life, a ransom for many." It's that gospel message that gives us hope and encouragement for each new day. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. We're glad to have you with us this afternoon as we again consider the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. Join us, won't you, as we again spend some time reflecting on God's Word, the Bible. Here's our pastor and teacher, Wes Bradenhoff.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. I'm Pastor Wes Bradenhoff, and I'm glad that you've joined me. Well, at the beginning of today's program, I want to draw your attention again to the Gospel Talk blog. GospelTalkRadio.blogspot.com is our internet web address. You can go to the website and you can download past programs. You can find our archived programs all available there. If you've missed a program or if you want to listen to a program again, you can do so at your convenience on our website. You can also leave comments or questions that you may have about anything you hear on the program. So again, the Gospel Talk blog, Gospel Talk website, can be found at gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. I invite you to come on down and have a look at that. And if you have any questions or comments about anything you hear on the program, any questions in general about the Christian faith, you're also welcome to contact me via email. My email address is gospeltalk@hotmail.com. Love to hear some feedback from you, the listeners. If there's anything that I can help you with, please do let me know. Well, this week on Gospel Talk, we're considering Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Wonderful passage of Scripture that directs our attention again to our Savior, Jesus Christ. So let me begin today by reading those verses with you one more time. "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Well, yesterday on the program, we looked at the participants in this race, and we saw that, of course, we are participants in this race that's described here in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And also, there are the Old Testament saints who've gone on before us, the Old Testament saints who are described in Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of faith, as sometimes they're called. And of course, there's also our Lord Jesus Christ, who also ran this race, who also showed us what true faith looks like, who lived a faithful life for us and in our place. Jesus Christ is the one to whom we have to look as we set out on the race of faith here on earth and in our lives, in our day. And that's why this text has those key words, those central words that are in this passage, looking unto Jesus, or as some translations have it, fixing our eyes on Jesus, focusing on him. And that's important as we also consider how to run the race. And this passage gives 3 points about how the race is to be run. And as we consider these 3 points, we need to remind ourselves again that this is the race of faith. It's a race run by those redeemed by Christ. It's a race that's run by those who have been declared right with God through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not about a way to earn your salvation. It's not about, you know, that God has done his part and now you're going to go and do your part by running the race, as if we get in by grace but we stay in by our works or something like that. Running the race is not about earning the favor of God, doing something that will make God accept us or make him love us more or anything like that. Scripture is clear, friends. We are accepted in the Beloved. We are in Christ. We have been declared right with God through him because of his merits, because of his perfect life, because of his suffering and death on the cross. All of his merits, all of his righteousness has been imputed to us, credited to our account, and all of our sin and all of our wickedness was imputed to Christ. And so we are right with God, not on account of anything that we have done, but only because of what Christ has done. And we have to keep that in the front of our minds. And if we do that, we'll safeguard ourselves against turning our running into the gospel. Our running is not the gospel. Our running the race of faith is not the good news. Instead, our running is our thankful response to the gospel. It's our response of love for God, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not the gospel itself. You could say it's a fruit of the gospel. Now, so the first point, keeping that in mind then, the first point about running the race is found in verse 1, where the Holy Spirit says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." Now think about that for a moment. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. When you run a race, you don't do that in a three-piece suit. If you're serious about running a race, you wouldn't have a tuba hanging in front of you. Those sorts of things would hinder you from running properly. And so let's think about this together. What sorts of things might hinder us from running properly in the race of faith? Now here we're especially thinking of things that might not necessarily be sinful in themselves, but they have a negative effect on your performance in the race. And that's something that you need to consider for yourself, because everyone's life is different. Now think about that. Are you running the ultra marathon of faith with a tuba hanging around your neck? And then there's also the sin that so easily entangles. And we get to this point, all of us, if we give it any amount of thought, we can identify with this. Now the image here, the sin that so easily entangles, the image here is from the ancient world. In the ancient world, around the time of Christ, around the time of the apostles, the normal outer clothing was a long robe. Now, normally, you couldn't run with that long robe. You'd trip over it. So you'd have to tuck it away so that you wouldn't get tangled up in it, so that you wouldn't trip and fall. That's what they called girding up your loins. We don't use that expression anymore. We don't find it in many of our modern Bible translations. But girding up your loins. Gird up your loins was another way of saying, get ready to run. And so in this text, the sin that so easily entangles is like this long robe hanging off your body sitting there. It's going to entangle you and trip you up if you don't do something about it. You have to do something about it. The same idea is expressed in at least a couple of different ways elsewhere in the Bible. Paul describes it as putting off the old nature. Using the image there of clothing, you take off the old clothing, you put on the new clothing. Put off the old nature, you put on the new nature that's in Christ. Christ himself describes it in Matthew 5, and he describes it as radical amputation. He says, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. That sounds pretty radical. And he's talking about amputation. So we call it radical amputation. Christ is saying that if there's anything in your life that's leading you to sin, you best chop it off and get rid of it. Now, let me give an illustration of this teaching, a practical application. There's a man I know who does a lot of traveling. In fact, he's an airline pilot. And he stays in a lot of hotels. And anyone who stays in hotels knows that many hotels have TVs with channels that Christians should never be watching, shows that Christians should never be watching. And this particular man, he's an airline pilot and a Christian, he knows that that's been a problem for him in the past. So what he does is whenever he comes to a hotel, he goes to the hotel staff when he checks in, and he asks them to take the TV out of his room. Now, that's awkward, and people look at him as being a little bit odd, but it's necessary for him. That's what we call radical amputation. That's throwing off the sin that so easily entangles, getting rid of things that will lead you into sin in your life, chopping it off, getting rid of it, so that you can run the race freely. And so, friends, I would ask you to think about that. Where might we need the same kind of throwing off, the same kind of radical amputation in our lives? Where might you need that in your life. Something to think about. So, lose anything that will slow you down. That's the first way to run the race. The second way is also in the first verse. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Well, now we've made ourselves aerodynamic, so to speak. Now it's time to fly. We're called to run the race. In other words, we're not out for a leisurely stroll, not out for a casual excursion. Running means that there's a sense of awareness of the urgency. And this is reflected in what we do. This is reflected with our actions and our words. It's reflected with how we behave. We're called to run, and then to run with perseverance. That's the part of running related to our wills and our minds. What does perseverance mean? Well, it means basically that we don't give up. We've got our hearts and minds set on finishing the race. We're going to do it. By God's grace, nothing will stop us. And then God calls us in our text to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. If you were an athletic sort and into that kind of thing, you could pick any number of races you might want to run. But in the scenario here in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, you don't have a choice as to which race you're going to run. If you're a Christian, God has laid out the course. God has marked out the race for us. You don't choose which race to run. The sovereign God has decided the race that's best for us. And if we think that we can choose another race, we'll quickly find out that the finish line of our chosen race, well, as we come across that line, we're not going to have relief, not going to have joy or rest, much less are we going to be bringing glory to God. And so, friends, we need to run the race of true faith as it's been mapped out for us. And where has it been mapped out for us? Well, quite simply, it's been mapped out for us in the Word of God. And it's the Word of God to which we need to continually turn in our lives each and every day. And I hope you're doing that. And as you do that, I hope you're fixing your eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and pioneer of our faith. I hope this message today has been a blessing for you, and I do hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we continue looking at this wonderful passage from Hebrews 12. Until then, may God continue to richly bless you in every way.
You've been listening to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. Our prayer is that this broadcast has been of benefit to you, shining gospel light on your daily path. This broadcast comes to you courtesy of the Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church. The Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church warmly welcomes visitors each Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We're located at the corner of King and Mackenzie in Abbotsford. You can find more information about the Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church at our website, www.abbotsfordchurch.com. Again, that website is www.abbotsfordchurch.com. You can also write for more information or let us know if this program has encouraged you in some way. Write to Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., V2Z1B3. That address again, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., V2Z1B3. You can also call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. Email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That's gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. Thanks for listening today. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. Stay tuned tomorrow morning for more biblical teaching with Pastor Chris Gordon on Abounding Grace. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on KARI 550 AM.